But varmints.
Varmints, yeah. Well, varmints covers the whole thing. Uh-huh.
Did you ever use varmints for referring to people?
Well, I don't think I've ever been that mad to anybody. As far as I know, I ain't ever been that mad.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned that. Now, what would you call a small chicken house that you might just want to use to put the biddies in? Okay. And before you had indoor plumbing, what did you call that building?
Oh, house.
Okay. Any other names you remember that you...
That don't talk.
Okay. Now, how about, could you describe the, am I holding you up here? Do you want to, okay. If you want to stop, I can stop every time I go out.
If you're okay. One of anything special, speak up.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'd like you to tell me now about, you mentioned the smaller outbuildings. Now tell me about the, what was the largest outbuilding you had on the farm? The great big one we need to store.
The barn?
All right. Now what was that like?
Is this like a place to store your food for your animals and stalls to put your livestock in and place to keep a cow out of the weather in case, you know, the weather was blizzard-like or something,
Did you keep any other animals in there?
Oh, I've been brave enough to have goats sometimes. I'd like to talk about something more pleasant.
Yeah. Did you, what about horses?
Yeah, horses. Livestock, too.
Yeah. Where would you keep the horses?
Well, we kept them in the barn too.
Did you have a name for the place in the barn where you kept the horses?
A stable.
Okay, and how about the place in the barn where you kept the cows?
Well, it wasn't called a manger in our area, but the same thing, like necking the smoochie, the same thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, I was going to ask you about that later. Which of those words would you use more commonly? How about sparking? I'm talking about necking and smooching.
Oh, well, we don't go that far.
Okay. embarrass the young man.
I will tell you sometime. Okay.
All right.
More meat.
Okay. Yeah. But all right. Now, did you have a name for that, for the place where the cow, where the, you said the stall, the stable was for the horses? Did you, the place where the cows stayed in the barn? Did, was there a name for that?
Where is this? Like the other, just a stall.
On the outside of your barn, did you have a little things that came over the top that the animals could go in under to get out from the sun and the rain?
No, we didn't have it in our barn.
Like I was thinking about like a shed or a loafing shed. Or
yeah, they had sheds to put the farming tools in. Yeah, it was just a shed down to the side at the end of the barn. Yes, we had one. They kept maybe a buggy and other implements in. Yeah. It's the horse and buggy. I'd raise up more than any other one.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that in a little while, too. How about a place where you kept corn?
Well, we call it a crib.
All right. What was that like?
Well, I usually had a shed on one side. It's built up with a roof, and then it's just about half that roof, or less than half, was built for what we call a crib. And there's lots of hangover then on one side. And they'd put the corn in there, and the shuckers would get it out of the field, and then they'd have corn shuckers and shuck the corn out to see them, throw the corn over in the crib, and then have a building to put the shucks in for the livestock.
What did you call the shucks, anything? Or besides shucks?
Shucks.
Did you ever call that fodder?
No, fodder's a different.
Okay.
Commodity, it come up with the corn stalk.
The stalk. That wouldn't include the shucks. That would just include the stalk, huh? Okay. Did you ever have parties associated with these corn shuckings?
You'd be surprised. And wow. Double wow.
Double wow, huh?
Okay. So boy, what are you talking about?
Okay.
That's the best kind.
Yeah, okay.
The best of the whole thing.
Yeah, that was the best thing.